This is VAM Electric Ghost, and we're live on the air with Neil Fisher, the Unified Man Life Coach. How are you doing today?
Oh, mate, fantastic. If I was feeling any better, I'd be you.
So I want to let people know that we've got your link up for your website, www.theunifiedman.com.au, and you're in Australia right now, right?
That's correct, mate. The Golden Coast, East Coast. Best place in the whole country, mate. It's the perfect intersection of demographics, economy, and culture. All of it comes together, and climate. It's just perfect. It's like the Miami of Australia.
So I want to let everybody know, that this episode, we're going to talk about this topic, and we'll talk about other things. We'll tell your story. But the goal isn't to change the world. The goal is to change yourself. And then we've got your link again. We will actually have people, understand that's fully clickable when we're published, so you don't have to remember it, but it will be up during the show. One of the first things we always ask anybody that's on the show as a guest is, what motivates you and why do you do what you do?
Well, it's simply, it's because us as a species, collectively, we're at a critical point, absolute critical point in history. I mean, it's like, there's no more BC and AD. I mean, there's only BC and AC. And what does that mean? Before COVID and after COVID. I mean, anything that happened before COVID-19 might as well have been 1,000 years ago. The timer has been reset, and we're now at this critical epoch that will be remembered and written about forever. And the question is, do you want to be a part of this critical epoch of where we actually transform ourselves collectively, consciously, and spiritually? And also when we hit the accelerating compound exponential effect of technological application. I mean, we're going to see some almost supernatural technologies brought out in the next century. I mean, it's going to be absolutely insane. But at the same time as well, we're going to see a spiritual enlightenment, a massive holistic earthly presence. And that's what's really going to happen. And that's what I'm about, is actually doing it right and building what I call the holistic hybrid industrial world. Now, what does that mean? It means high technology, but it also means high consciousness.
So it's a kind of hybrid of like a holistic concept, but also taking into account that we are in a modern 21st century age, beyond COVID, and there's a lot of technologies that, maybe a naturalist would say, we can't use any tech. And you're now of that type of mindset. You're saying that you can combine the tech and the kind of holistic or natural capabilities.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're a naturalist, I mean, it's like a vegan, right? A vegan is delusional because they don't want to cause harm. But guess what? Everything's covered in blood. Every appliance, all of our technology, the fact that we're having this conversation, the fact that I can get up in the morning and have a hot shower. I have cold showers, by the way, but then I have a hot shower. But every single thing has a drawback. Everything is covered in blood. So if you call yourself a naturalist, go and like live in the rainforest. I mean, I grew up in the rainforest. You go and spend a day in the rainforest, it sucks. You go and spend a day in the desert, it fucking sucks, mate. And that's the thing. You can't deny technology. Everything we gain, we lose something. I mean, we all have bad backs and bad knees because we sit around our asses too much, myself included. I'm sitting right now. I sit driving in my car. I mean, everything has a drawback. That's why you have to amalgamate and hybridize everything so that you can actually use it to your advantage instead of losing yourself in these technologies and trying to deny it and trying to fight against it. All that's doing is causing you anguish in your mind. All that's doing is causing a schism. Embrace it. Take it all in. And don't worry about the things that you don't like. Just move towards the things that work and cut out all the shit that doesn't. I mean, it's not hard. And that's why there needs to be this hybrid approach. Because if we want to be cave dwellers, if we want to be, pseudo hippies, we're just deluding ourselves. And we're actually not part of the solution. We're actually creating a bigger problem because we think we're making change, but we ain't.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, with the potential issues of people going to extremes. And I think a lot of times it's like, we're omnivores. We've always used technology. Human beings have always, come up with things like the wheel and all the other things that we've ever come up with. Radical shifts. Okay. Now you're building machines. Now you do. So it's just another machine. It's just another capability. Now we're going to integrate machines into ourselves. And we've already seen that. But But the idea of the unified man, maybe you can kind of, you know, define what that means for you and for our audience.
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, a unified man means exactly that. Exactly what it says is exactly what it means. You're unified. Your mind, your spirit, your body, your actions, your thoughts, your behaviors, your breath, your ideas, you know, your business, your relationships, everything is completely aligned. Because I'll tell you right now, the reason I do what I do is because every single problem in the entire world has the exact same source. One problem makes every other problem, whether it's a brutal dictator, whether it's an environmental catastrophe, whether it's a torn family, whether it's an alcoholic, whether it's a drug addict, whatever it is, it all comes from the same problem. And that's the problem of the mind. That's the problem of division within. We have so much crap rattling around in our heads. We have so many things to choose from. It's this information overload. It literally tears our spheres in half. We have no connection. And that's the problem. So that's why the unified man is all about that. Getting your health under control, getting your finances under control, getting your identity under control. You know, it's a torn world. Families are torn. People don't even know. People look between their legs and they get confused. You know, it's like, it's pretty straightforward. It's a very binary, simplistic world, but it's a profound world. And that's the thing. We have all this information. We want to consume and go wide instead of going deep. We need to hit the fundamentals. If we can't breathe properly, if we can't control what we put in our bodies, if we don't even know who we are, or if we don't even trust ourselves, if we can't even lead ourselves, why the heck would we be trying to help anybody else or try and lead someone else? Because all we're going to do is lead them down the exact same path to the life that we have that we don't like, and that destroys us from the inside out. And I can say that because I know that. I was that guy. I was suicidal. I was overweight. I was broke. I was poor. I was depleted and desolate within. And it's exactly that, being a unified man or a unified woman. It's just about aligning. And it's all about alignment with the conscience, with the call within. That's what it's about. We all have a compass, an internal compass that always points true north. And the needle on that compass is fear. Now, there's two fears, the primary fear of death and the secondary fear of growth. Don't worry about the first one. That's natural. Get rid of that shit. That's just evolutionary mismatch. The second one, that's the one we need to focus on. And that's how you come into alignment. Because if you have any sort of recognition within, you'll feel the pain in your chest and your solar plexus. That is the energetic center of self-worth and pride and self-exertion comes from here physiologically and energetically. So that's what it's all about, man. Listening to that compass and just doing the things that we all know that we need to be doing.
Yeah, there's always been like this issue, like in modern life, where the wolf at the door is now not the physical wolf, but the mental wolf at the door. That you get triggered by, just being in traffic. You're getting triggered by something, and that's like, it feels like a real thing. But it's like, we don't have the saber tooth and the wolf coming at us, but we're going at it with the fear, or fight or flight type of hormone kicking in. And then we're not understanding where we are. I think it's like learning how to kind of get rid of the noise in your head. Like you said, there's so many inputs. And if you can focus, and as being a creative person, we try to focus and create things and feel that we have the worth to create those things and don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to create it because that's my vision. But a lot of people have a lot of self-doubt. And if you take that kind of creative spark that I think every human being has, along with the understanding of your body, like what you're saying, is to get a more unified picture. A lot of us artists sometimes maybe don't pay attention to our bodies as much as our heart, mind, and soul. So I think the conversation about being unified, all the pillars, is important. So maybe you can talk about the pillars of your unified concept.
Oh, 1000%, Phantom. And that's the thing, right? We want to listen to our hearts and we want to use our minds, but guess what? Our hearts are clogged with fucking cholesterol. Our minds are filled with toxicity and lack nourishment. I mean, if you want to build anything, you have to build from the bottom. You have to build with the base. And I mean, we have the luxury of physical safety. Physical safety in this modern civilization. It's highly unlikely that any harm is ever going to come to you, ever. It's highly unlikely in a Western country, civilization. The problem is, with all these machines and all this affluence, it leads to affluenza, and it leads to the lack of the use of our bodies. We don't actually use these vessels that we've been gifted with to traverse the physical plane. They're apathetic. They don't work anymore. And that's why we feel like shit, and that's why we have doubt and self-talk and negative biases against ourselves, because it's true. The brain is reflecting your physiological standard. If you look like shit, you're going to feel like shit, and the brain's letting you know it. I mean, that is the unconscious driver. You can't fight that. You can't think your way out of that, because that's the unconscious. It knows the truth at all times. As you said, we all have a special, we all have a unique gift to give. But first, we have to give that gift to ourselves. I mean, we have to get ourselves healthy. If your heart, if you're physiologically decaying, you can't fully express your being. If your mind is lacking nutrients and building blocks, you know, the mind is a derivative of the brain organ itself. If there's toxicity in there, if there's a lack of nutrition, there's going to be issues with your thinking, because it is derived from that physical energetic structure. So alignment, I mean, it just really is about hitting the fundamentals and the basics. And the reason nobody does it is because they're subtle and boring. But they're the most critical thing, and they're the hardest to master because they are subtle and boring. And when you can actually master those, because it's what it's about. It's not about mastering things. It's about mastering you. And that's the most critical aspect of all of this. And that's what building a nation from within is all about. Is about taking full command and control and dominion and leadership and rulership of your internal territory. I mean, everything in the whole world starts and stops right there, right here with you.
It's like you, we were talking about, like, goal isn't to change the world. The goal is to change yourself. And because once you're good within yourself, within your body, mind, soul, heart, spirit, the whole, all the pillars of a human being, right? Then you can have something to give to the world, because you've gone past the issues that you have with your self-worth or your body not being there, or the poisons and all the things that you were talking about. So in terms of the path that made you go, you know, get into the Unified Man, your story, you've kind of alluded to it. Maybe you want to tell that story from the beginning, or wherever you think it makes the most impact.
Yeah, for sure, Phantom. The thing is, my story is your story. It's all of our stories. It's the archetypal hero's journey. I mean, anybody with any level of assertion and aspiration, ambition, if anybody has that, they go out into the world and they rise and they fall. I mean, and that's just the natural progression. It doesn't matter who you are. That's what's going to happen, because that's what needs to happen. That's the path of initiation. And that's the path where we begin the painful internal odyssey of self-discovery. Every great man, every great woman goes through this process, and it's necessary. It's a growing pain. It's the separation from the world of comfort and pleasure into the world of, you know, struggle, but also supremacy and growth and self-discovery, as I said. And that's what you want. And that's what happened to me. You know, early 20s, you know, tried these different business things, and I settled on day trading. And I was day trading, but then the thing was, I was smoking drugs. I was eating shit food. I was being lazy. It all fell and it all crumbled behind me. I was delusional. You know, my girl, high school sweetheart, left me for another man. I was left with bankruptcy and a pile of shit house that looked like a rat's nest. You know, I was looking skinny, my body, nothing to be proud of. I was scattered emotionally and mentally, and I had these addictions that I had to get rid of, you know. So I had to build from the ground up. I was forced into an occupation then that was not of my calling. It's like when you ignore the calling, it gets called upon you. I mean, the more you deny it, the more painful it's going to get. And here's the thing. The life you're living now, it's comfortable, but there's an underlying discomfort. And that's why we keep going for the vices and the pleasures, because It's just a bandage. It's just a distraction. The wise man knows that the bandage only hides these wounds. It's he that must heal them. And that's the thing. The bandages no longer worked. The drugs didn't work. The food didn't work. The alcohol didn't work. The pornography definitely does not work. So you had to get rid of all that shit, and I had to submit to a hard labor concreting construction occupation, which I didn't want to do, but I had to do it because I had a necessity. But here's the thing. It had a very subtle but also powerful impact. I was working with real men from the old world. They didn't know anything about this technological gobbledygook. They didn't have social media. They didn't have even all these airy concepts in their heads. None of that shit that we see on cyberspace existed right here, right now, in the real world, grounded and present. I mean, that's what I learned from them. And blood bonded brotherhood. These tight guys, you had to be there, because when that cement truck rocks up, it's a time bomb. As soon as that mud hits the deck, it's a time bomb. Doesn't matter how sick you were, no matter how you were feeling, how tired, you had to move because the concrete was fucking moving. And that's what I learned. Perseverance, loyalty, dependability, strong character, sticking to your word, and honor within yourself and within your peer group. You know, I don't care what anybody thinks. That's a load of shit. That's selfish. You have to care what other people think. The people that you care about and the people that you're going to battle with and that you're, you know, building something with, that's the people you do need to care about, people think of you. Just not the scum. It's just the people that are a part of your tribe. That's what you need to work on. And that's what happened to me over a 10-year period, is the big downfall and then rise and fall and rise and fall. And it's just a process that continues itself. As you elevate, you go through the process again.
Yeah, that's a really crucible moment that you, multiple moments that happened to you, and you discovered, you know, the real, experience rather than the kind of in the head, like in the moment, or what we call like in the present. Because a lot of people are not present in their lives. They're not dealing with like the actual, they're like in a dream state or they're in this other state, but they're not dealing with the present. They're thinking too much, not dealing with what's in front of them. And I think that's what you kind of described. And a lot of times it's like, once you figure out that you can be present, because a lot of times this modern world kind of puts you in a state where you're not really present for all kinds of reasons, like you mentioned.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we're always trying to get to another moment. I mean, ultimately, what's the meaning of life? What's the purpose? What is life? Life is right here, this moment, right now. This moment. But no one ever wants to be in this moment. I mean, myself included. We always get leaked out of it, is because we're always looking for a future moment. We're always longing for a past moment, regretting a past moment, or longing for a future moment when things are better. So we're actually skipping this moment. And if you actually have any sort of self-awareness, you realize when you get to that next moment, you're just thinking about the next moment. So you're not even here. You're actually not even alive, because what life itself is for us, it's attention, our attention. If you're not here and you're thinking of somewhere else, a period of time that's in the past or the future, you're actually a ghost. You're not here anymore. You're a ghost. You're in the ether. You're not actually grounded energetically and spiritually, and you're not actually having that connection. And I mean, and that's all by design. I mean, look at us. They want to upload us all onto the cloud. I mean, that's why they take us so far out of the moment. And I mean, I don't give a shit. I mean, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. It has no bearing towards me, because when you actually do unify within as a man, that's what it's about. Bringing that shit in right here, right now. No one can touch that. No one can take that away from you. And that's what this whole construct is all about, is getting back here, here, and here. Because that's where it's at. There is no other moment that's better or worse than this. There is no other person that has it all more than you. I mean, we have all the answers. All of the answers are within. The key is, though, we have to be shown from without. And that's the path of initiation. That's the path of a ritual elder, a shaman, a role model, a mentor, a coach, leadership, whatever it is. We all need that. It's a natural progression. I mean, you know, most animals are born with instincts, but us without cognition, we need to learn. We need to be shown.
Yeah, I think a lot of time people have depended on technology to the extent now that, you know, they can't even you know, find a mate without using some high tech, like, tool.
Where they they can't even read or write. They can't even cook. They can't even. They can't even piss in the toilet without getting it all over the floor. I mean, hopeless. Absolutely fucking hopeless. So anyway.
Just to mention though, like suddenly your mic is very, has a lot of static. So I don't know if it's because your mic's through your ear pieces, but suddenly it's not as clean as it was. I don't know if there's something going on with your connection.
Let's have a look here. Let's have a looky, looky, looky. Oh, that's why.
There's your problem.
Yeah. All right. It dropped out. Yeah. It wanted to, I sent you a little note, but you didn't see it. So I wanted to let you know. So I think we're good again.
Let's roll.
But the AI, the whole AI world and all these tools that people are using is so far away from the real person. And I think we've lost like the ability to be real, you know, to actually, like you said, they can't even, you know, take a piss. It's like, that's like a basic thing. But the idea of like communicating with people, you know, like they've lost the way to kind of have heart-to-heart conversations or even understanding, because we have so many layers. Because we put these masks on through social media, through these tools, and we don't even, you know who we are. And like you said, so the unified man or woman, like the idea is like you got to start to figure out like who you are and what your life's purpose is and your life story. Is that like a part of it? Like you got to know what your story is and what you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. And it all starts with you. I mean, that's why you start with the body. It's a three-phase thing, right? It's a four-phase thing. You start with the body. I'll summarize it like this. Building a nation from within is actually treating your body for what it is. It is the macrocosm reflects the microcosm. Every country, every rulership, every military organization, every business, any group, any tribe, everything, every single human construct of hierarchy all resembles all the systems of a singular human being. And how does that work? The consciousness, the actual consciousness that sits in the center of your skull behind your mind, this experiential seat of consciousness, that is the ruler. That is the incumbent. That is the president, whatever you want to call it. That is the spearhead. That must be clear. That must actually have self-awareness. I mean, we've all got self-awareness, but you must have awareness of your awareness. I mean, think about that for a minute. You must have awareness of your awareness so that you can direct your attention. Now, from there, when you've actually separated from your mind, the mind is like the keys to power. It's all the rulership. It's the Senate. It's the government. It's all these million stupid little voices squabbling amongst itself. But there's good ideas in there and there's bad ideas in there. The whole idea is to be observant and witness the good ideas, get rid of the bad ideas, and through time, actually bring all those voices and negotiations into alignment with your vision. And then the thirdly is the body. The body is like the land itself. It is the territory. It's all of the internal resources. It's the population. It's the healthcare system. You know, it's the entertainment system. You know, the things that we do with our body that nourish us. It's also the military. I mean, become a one-man nation. If you can't defend yourself or the ones you love, do you really actually care about them? Because we've outsourced violence. Now, violence isn't the answer, but it's the final answer. I mean, that's why we have stability, because of the police have the monopoly on civil violence and the military has legalized mass murder. And that's not good or bad. That's just the way that it is. Violence is a part of life. It's not a good thing. It's not cool, but it's at least the threat of it. At least the threat of it is what gives us our stability. We forget that. And that's why we're able to be soft, because there's people, big, strong people with guns and lots of guns. That's why we can be fat. That's why we can be lazy. That's why we can be complacent, because we're continually living off the effort of others. If you're a big, fat couch potato that doesn't contribute anything to anybody, there is a whole global network of system of production and physical human labor that delivers all these resources for you to consume. Now, I can't pump crude oil, at least not at the moment. I can't make, you know, digital technology, but I'm doing something. I go to work every day. I mean, I'm helping people. You got to do something. And that's the key. We all need to just, as like an ant colony nest, all contribute to our maximum capacity. Now, The fourth aspect is the higher source, is the vision, is genius. You get to the consciousness by, and you, it starts, and it's in a reverse order. You start with the body, matter over mind. Again, you can't think your way out of a negative attitude. You have to act your way out of it. The body is like a tow truck. Here's the mind, here's the body. You start looking after the body, you start towing, then the mind catches up. That's where you get the pride, the self-worth, the positive self-talk. You have to just overcome that inertia, and it's not going to be easy at first. It's never going to be easy, but you can make it easy by just doing tiny little things and then ratchet up. So you just start moving the body, the mind catches up. Then you start to get your clarity and self-worth. From there, then you can actually detach into the consciousness and actually start to become your real self. And when you connect with that shit, then you can go to phase four, which is where you get the genius, where you get the vision, where you get the insight, where you actually get your unique gift from. And that's what I'm after. I want people to be their strongest and smartest because I want their genius. And we all have it. It's just lying dormant. There is an unborn, powerful entity that we were born with within. And the whole goal here is to unlock it.
So it seems like the daily process, to a lot of times there's people that get caught up in fads or like diets and they can't sustain it because they can't stick to it, right? So if you don't have something that you can actually buy into, that you can know that you can incrementally add this and do this for the next 20, 30 years or the rest of your life, a lot of people get pulled to whatever the latest thing is without thinking about what is the real impact of that. Is that really a holistic idea? Or are you trying to skip steps? Or are you just trying to get from zero to 100 without doing the work?
Yeah, that's it. It's a product of the civilization, man, and the culture. It's all instant gratification. And we want to read something or take a pill, or we read some quote and we go, oh, yeah, that sounds good. I agree with that. But then you don't actually follow it up. It all takes time, man. If you want fundamental behavioral change permanently, you have to fundamentally change permanently every single day. We're a product of our subconscious mind. Every thought, action, behavior, feeling, it's repetitious, and it takes time to imprint new behaviors. It takes time for your brain to actually physiologically structure new neural pathways and actually solidify those pathways. It takes time and repetition. It takes the repetition of repetition, you know, and that's why it's painful. That's why people can't stick to it. You know, I've been that person before, is because we live in fucking Disneyland. It's just all this pleasure seeking. I mean, everywhere you look, there's Satan's candy. There's Satan's candy everywhere. And nothing is ever so sweet. And all it costs is your soul. Eat all this sugar. Watch all this pornography. Watch all this Netflix. You know, just eat Uber Eats all day. Piss all over the toilet seat. You'll be right, because there's no consequence. Not immediately, because here's the thing that is most critical. I'll tell you exactly the force that powers everything in this universe, and it's the compound effect. You're either accelerating or you're decelerating. There's no in between. Whatever you're doing today, we all have a time machine. We all can see the future. Just look at what you're doing, your habits, your thoughts, your behaviors, your speech. And look at someone who has the same aspects, except they're 10 years older than you, 20 years older than you. That's what's going to happen to you. Doesn't matter what you think. You might think you're special and immune, and it's not going to happen to you. It's going to happen to all of us. And here's what's most critical. We're all going to die. It's not death you should be worried about. Death is painless. It's the dying. The dying. It's the 5 years. It's the 10 years. It's the 15 years of debilitating agony, torture, degeneration, pain financially, and the pain that you cause to your others. And worst of all is the pain of regret. Being that person that said, oh, I used to be able to run a mile. I used to be able to do this. I used to be able to do that. You didn't used to be able to do shit, because that's yesterday, mate. All that matters is today. Even myself, it doesn't matter what I've done up until today. If I don't hit my daily process, if I don't do the things that I must do consistently, I am stuffed. I feel like shit. I hate myself. I just want to go and jump off a bridge, because that's how serious this is. This is dead serious. It's your life. I mean, what is more important than that? I mean, have fun. I'm getting you. Like, you guys don't know me. You don't know how much fun I can have. because if you want to stay young, just act like a kid. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, humor is the only defense we have against our inevitable mortality. But what we got to understand is that the reason we feel like shit is because we are disrespecting our creator. We are disrespecting the universal animating force that put us here. By not being our best, we're punished. That's why we don't like ourselves, because we aren't actually really being ourselves. We're just being a brainwashed slob or someone lazy or just neutral or just like, you know, a genderless worm or some crap like that, you know. So it is really all simple. All you have to do is just start. That's all you have to do is just make a start.
I think a lot of people are stuck in kind of a codependency of their, you know, their being accepting where they are, right? Because it's easier to accept that you're in this bad job. You're in a bad relationship. You're living in a bad part of town. It's like you just said, well, you know, it's easier to be here than to try to get somewhere else because there's a fear. Like, I know this. It might not be what I want, but I know it. Rather than when you have to change, it's like the unknown. And sometimes you're willing to accept like a shitty unknown, you know, like you're willing to accept where you are rather than going to that like unknown thing. I mean, like you're not willing to push because it's like, it's just, you know, the repetition is familiar. So you just accept it instead of moving forward.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is it's evolutionary mismatch. The brain's just trying to protect you from death. It just thinks you're going to die if you do something different because it's stable right now. But then it's also another mismatch. It's a trick because you're going to die anyway, and you're going to die that slow, painful, torturous, unfulfilling, regretful death that will just echo with you, and you'll be one of those people that just gets stuck on this realm forever, you know, because it's already happening by not changing. That is a decision. Every decision you make has an impact on the compound effect of your life. So right now, it might be easy, but it's not easy. It's hard because you have this pain, this doubt, this uncertainty, this massive, massive splinter in your heart. You know, I know because I had that shit for years. So it's like an inverse. It starts off, you know, the easy life starts off easy, but then through time, it gets harder. Because you degenerate and degrade and your inertia kicks in and you end up just hating yourself more and more and more. The converse is true. It starts off hard to make those changes, but over time it gets easier and easier and easier because you are growing. And the reason it gets harder is because you're decaying, you're becoming weaker. The reason it gets easier is because you're growing, you're becoming stronger. Now I tell you right now, what's the meaning of life? What is the meaning of life right now? This very moment, there is no meaning. There just is. Life doesn't need a meaning to exist. I mean, I'm looking out my window here. There's trees and butterflies and beautiful creatures and all these deadly things happening. I mean, it's a miracle. It doesn't need a meaning. It just is, and it's beautiful. But what is the purpose of life? That I do have a definitive answer. The purpose of life is growth. That's what life does. Things are born, they grow, and they die. So the purpose is growth. And all you have to do to answer these fundamental questions and mysteries in your life is just open your eyes. Have a look around. What does every single organism do? Every life form on this celestial body we call Earth, this planet, does the exact same thing. It grows as big and as strong and as powerful and as expansive and as influential and prolific as it possibly can. That's what everything does. How big does a tree grow? As big as it can. And so do you, if you allow yourself to do so. And that's why you're unhappy, because you're not growing. That's why I was unhappy, because I wasn't growing. And as soon as you hit that, as soon as you actually start to unify everything within your life, you'll find that the past evaporates, the future disappears, and you actually come back to right here, where you are now within yourself. And ultimately, what you actually get is you get peace. You get that peace that we all want within. You get that self-love. You get that fulfillment and satisfaction. Above all, you get pride and you love yourself in a good way.
I think a lot of times people get set on the wrong track because they're given these expectations of what it means to be a successful or you know, productive human being. So if you're taught right from the start, from your family or your church or whatever group you're in, to be X, but once you're X, you don't feel good, right? Because you're not really being who you want to be. You're kind of being who people kind of told you that you would be happy. But if you always have that lingering doubt that, like, this is not really where I need to be, that there's something else I need to do. But I think it's that step to, like, what else do I need to do to satisfy that yearning? And I've had a lot of people on the podcast have found that, like, after years and years of thinking that, oh, you know, I was a PhD. I thought that would make it complete. And then that wasn't what they wanted. It's like they got to something. And but that's just an example. You could be anything and then find out that's not your real path. And it's like, so the kind of philosophy that you're thinking about or you're practicing, like you start to really identify what is it that your ultimate goal is?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of the time, it's not our fault. It's not our fault, but it's our responsibility. The civilization, and it's constructed like that. We all know it. It's there to turn you into a good taxpayer and a model citizen. I mean, that's it. And I mean, that's it. It's the Prussian education system. It's there to make soldiers and it's there to make, and it's there to make taxpayers. I mean, that's not a bad thing. I mean, look at any civilization. You know, there's hunters and warriors and there's gatherers and, you know, there's weavers. You know, that's just the nature of life. It's just a more advanced system of doing it on a larger scale. It's how you create, obedience over on a planetary scale. It's just the way it is. But you have to be able to, that yearning, that pain within, that's the human spirit. I mean, we all have it. That's one thing that you can't silence, is because that's why we don't know. We can't figure out why it is we're so unsatisfied, unfulfilled, and just want to vacate this physical plane, is because everything that we've been conditioned to do goes against our natural power, our natural beauty, the unique shard of the source that we've all been given. Because that's the thing. Look at what a human being is supposed to be. Again, look at the obvious signs. Look at a child. When a child is born, they're born pure. They're playful. They're generous. They have a sense of humor. They want to share. They're curious. They want to learn. They have 1,000 questions. As we get older, we have 1,000 answers. And guess what? None of them are right. So we all have that beautiful shit that we're born with, right? But then it gets squashed out of us. You know, we get traumatized and all this emotional neglect and we get, you know, schismed and twisted by people that don't even know what the hell they're talking about. And then we get thrown into the indoctrination, you know, brainwashing camps, and we get just turned into these automatons. And then we go through, the agony of high school with all the peer pressure and lack of positive role models to actually guide us through this, you know, intense process of, hormonal development and all that. And then we just get thrown as a young adult into the world when we actually are still just, we're still just a boy. And that's what happens to most men and most women. They die as, you know, an old man, a boy trapped in an old man's body, or they die as a woman, as a young girl trapped in an old woman's body, because there was never that rite of passage. There was never that initiation. There was never that guidance towards their truth, their deepest truth, their ultimate form, which is their purity, which is beyond you, which is beyond your body, which is beyond your mind, which is elevated above from your consciousness, you know, that unique shard of the universal animating source. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter what you believe in life. It doesn't matter what you believe in. What's important is awareness. Are you aware of what's actually going on here? Are you aware of what is actually driving this thing, this experience we call reality? You know, and that is what we need to get back to. And that's what the unified man is all about, is bringing all that division and just bringing it back in. So ultimately, you can just be yourself, because that's the thing. Yeah. Anybody great in history, anybody that has any impact, even just someone in your local community, anybody that has an effect, whether negative or positive, whatever it is, anybody who does that, they were being themselves and they are themselves. And that's what you want. And that's what the world wants. And that's what the world needs, for you to be yourself.
Yeah, I think the issue is sometimes is like the authentic self is somewhat vulnerable and people are scared of vulnerability. So like if you are your authentic self, you might say something that goes against the grain, say something that puts you, you know, that you're like, okay, you're not going to be getting along to go along, get along to get along, because you went and said something that's not typical, or you are doing something that's not typical. And so that puts you in that category where that gets pushed out or extinguished because it's not typical. So I think a lot of times people have that fear, the fear of having said something or done something that wasn't done before. And we all love this kind of like the things that already exist rather than the newfound things that come from our individuality. And that's probably a hard thing for people to learn, because, you know, the macrocosm tends to push that down. And if you're in a microcosm that pushes that up, that's kind of a rare situation where you get the rare person that pushes that up. And in my creative world, you get the guys like, you know, Miles Davis or Jimi Hendrix or stuff that pushes and does something that's uncommon. You get the, you know, Tesla and Einstein, you get people who did things that are uncommon. That's not the average Joe that's doing these uncommon things. Not that you can't do something in your microcosm that is uncommon, maybe not at that level, but every day you probably do uncommon things. And whether or not you share them or push on that or realize that that's your gift, that that's what you could do, rather than trying to clone everybody else.
Well, that's the thing, Phantom. I mean, we all want, given the nature of social media, we all want to be a star, right? We all want to be a star. But, you know, what drives a star? Pressure, nuclear fusion within the star. That's what makes it shine bright, is work. It all takes work. Everyone wants to shine, but they don't want to work. And here's the other thing, the authentic self. We're afraid of judgment. We're afraid of ostracization. We're afraid of being, you know, exiled from the community or the, you know, the tribe, whatever the hell you want to call it. But here's the thing. That's just the ego control, right? We want to be appeared in a certain way. You know, the grandiose narcissism that infects this world. I mean, I know because it happened to me. That's why I had my first downfall, because I was, you know, enormously narcissistic and grandiose. I was delusional. It happened to me and it happens to everyone else, because that's the ego. You want to be perceived. You want to be seen as powerful. You want to be seen as perfect and elevated and enlightened. All it does is get in the way. And all you ended up doing is just making more mistakes. Now, here's the thing, though. You talked about vulnerability. That's what it's all about. That's what authenticity is about, is actually showing your true colors without fear of judgment. And here's the biggest paradox of them all. When you actually let go of that, when you can actually be yourself, let go of that ego protection, the ego ultimately wins, because you actually transcend yourself and become powerful. Your true ultimate power. And that's what the ego wants. The ego wants to be powerful. The ego wants power, but it's stopping itself from being powerful. So let it go, and then it wins anyway. I mean, it's such a paradox. It's funny. So
you can self-actualize. Yeah, I mean,
self-actualize.
Which is a rare thing, because you have to kind of embrace the fear. You know, you have to embrace the fear of the vulnerability. But if you do it, you see that a lot of the people that are super successful in our world, no matter what the role, were the people that embraced their vulnerability, and then it actually, you know, they got benefits, that they were rewarded for, you know, the thing that they feared. Because just like you said, you get past that barrier, and then it opens up, because it becomes like very expansive where you can go. And then it's that growth stage that, until you're not here, like if you listen to a bluesman, you know, that's a totally different idea. But a bluesman is not like a rock and roll. They can keep on playing until they're dead. They'll keep on playing on the stage. It's not about a youth game. It's about that they feel the blues and they're loving what they do, and they play until they're not here. Right? You don't have to play the game. Well, I can only be 17 or 18 to be a rock and roll. It's like, no. Like a blues man can keep on playing until you're not here. Like a Muddy Waters or Bo Diddley, somebody like that. You don't have to stop, because you can continue to grow as that artist until you don't have any more capability of playing. You just keep on doing it until you're not here.
Hell yeah. And I mean, that's what you want. You want to last until the end. And everything you do counts. I mean, your gift, whatever it is that you're going to give to the world, it's right here. It's right now. It's already there. It's just dormant. We all have that unborn entity within. that true unique spark that we were born with, it's just behind our eyes. That's why we can't see it. We're always looking outwards. We're always looking out here to find who we are. You can't see it because it's behind your eyes and it's behind your mind. It's in there, mate. It's in the center, and it's really not complicated. It really isn't. And everything you do matters, and everything you do thinks, because it's not just for yourself. It's for your family. It's for your friends. But here's the other thing. It's the impact on us collectively as a species. And not just us as a species. It's all the other life forms in the planet itself. I mean, we all have this role to play, this responsibility, because we all stand on the shoulders of our ancestors. I mean, what would our ancestors say about us? They'd be disgusted. They'd vomit on us. I mean, look at us. We're a disgrace. Like, pull yourselves together, man. Like, do something, anything. Like, and ultimately, for me, it's just boring. All of this crap that we see all around us, it is just so boring. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's just be anything but boring. Just please do something, anything.
Like, well, I think the problem is we've gotten, well, there are people who make, in a macrocosm, they make a lot of money from the consumer mindset rather than the creator mindset, right? So if you
100%.
If you buy into what they want, then you sit on the couch buying everything from the DoorDash and from the you know, everything's online, and you don't go out, you don't have to leave the house, but right? You don't have to actually participate. You know, you don't have to, you know, you could be a hater, but you don't actually create, right? You could go and comment about something, but you don't actually do anything. You don't actually create anything. You don't come up with any new ideas. So that, you know, type of like rejection of society, but you're part of society, but you're just in that role of that you're just buying whatever they're giving you, whatever they're feeding you, rather than being the person to say, why should we be eating this? Why should we be watching this? Why should we don't question it? You don't think that maybe I should do something to kind of respond to this or go beyond it?
Yeah, damn straight. You're like, that's the biggest problem. The problem isn't the corporations. The problem isn't the oil companies. The problem isn't even McDonald's. The problem is you. The problem is you because you eat that shit. The problem is you because you support that shit. And here's the thing. It's not about, you know, creating some big revolution or some armed resistance or some crap like that. It's about creating an army of non-compliance, non-participation. That's how you make a difference, is you vote with your wallet. If nobody ate at McDonald's, McDonald's wouldn't exist. If nobody ate Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken wouldn't exist. If people only, you know, demanded organic vegetables, Monsanto wouldn't exist anymore. I mean, the solution is growing simple. Your it's own.
We have a hydroponic garden because my daughter's kind of advanced, and she started hydroponic growing tons of vegetables and herbs and everything in the house with the tech. Like, she's like, oh, you know, we can use this tech to actually create these hydroponic gardens in our house, right? And we can do it outside in our outside garden. We can grow our own stuff, then we know what it is. I can go buy the seeds and get the kind of plants I want. I'm not being told by Monsanto like what I should eat. I go and pick like some heirloom plants that I want to grow, and I grow.
Yeah.
Why not?
And here's yeah, and that's it. I'll touch back on that in a minute, but while it's on my mind, here's the thing that people have to recognize. You know, damn McDonald's and damn the oil companies and damn that dictator. Ultimately, even those people that run all this, they suffer just as much, because guess what? Nothing, we live on this one planet. It's a closed system. Nothing gets in and nothing gets out. They're still eating all the poisonous shit. They're still getting polluted. They're getting the cancer. Their bodies are getting morphed and decayed. Their brains are rotting from overstimulation and all that sort of crap. It's like everybody suffers, man. So you can't escape karmic debt. I mean, so it's not like these fat cats have got some great life. Nah, they don't, mate. Yeah, they're just as messed up. They've got this exact same affliction, man. Put it this way. It doesn't matter what level on, you know, it doesn't matter in hell what level you are on the building. It's all hell.
You're all still in hell. It doesn't matter. which ring you're on, doesn't gone. Matter. You're still in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still in there. You're still in the oven. Doesn't matter whether you're at the top of the oven or the bottom. You're still in there, man. So yeah. That's why it's all about taking that power back to yourself and not envying and resenting other things and
wrapping back to the...
Yeah. Oh, no, I know. Don't worry. I've had plenty of that shit. But coming back to the food production thing, and that's what this whole adventure is all about, and that's what my ultimate goal and ultimate mission is for us to autonomously, individually, and collectively build that new world, build that holistic hybrid industrial world where it is that joint, that fucking connection between the earth and between the ether. We're taking in the knowledge of the Almighty and building these remarkable, dare I say, spiritual machines that have this advanced capacity for localized food production. And again, it's also the morphing of low-tech and high-tech so that we have means of localized, systemized production, whether that's energy, whether that's food, purification of water, you know, resource application and manifestation. All of these incredible things, because if you can imagine it, it can happen, believe me. But there are some things that are impossible, but we'll talk about that later on.
Well, yeah,
we'll talk about that another time.
You can have a windmill, residential windmill. You can have hydrothermal. You could have solar. You could get yourself off the grid, right? You could grow your own food. And so you're not having to get whatever the agribusiness gave you, right? You can make a choice that I don't like what the offers that the agribusiness has. I want to do my own thing, right? I want to support the local organic farmer that's got the bison. Because I live in New Hampshire. We've got tons of organic farmers.
Hell yeah. How good that's.
And hell yeah. They grow their own wild, their own turkeys and bison and all kinds of things. And you're like, well, why am I going to give some big agribusiness money when I can support this farm? I don't go to the grocery store. I go to the farm. And I get it from the farm. And then when I go to the farm, I say, well, I learned about, I have my own garden. And I've got some stuff I grow myself because I was inspired by what the farmer's doing. I said, well, why not do some of that myself? So, you know, you do what you can do and you get with the community and you start to build from like the microcosm into, you know, to change the macrocosm. You build what you want it to be rather than being force fed what everybody else says. Oh, that's what it is. Well, that's what it is, but it doesn't have to be that way if you don't want it to be that way.
No, that's it, man. You have the power. You have the power. And when you do those sorts of things that you just explained, number one, it tastes better. And number two, oh, it costs a little bit more. Well, what's the cost of not doing it? And that's what people don't see it. They have to invert it. The cost is cancer. The cost is poverty. The cost is suffering. And the, you know, the terrible afflictions and heartache that you put on yourself and your family by not doing that. I mean, we don't have a choice in this matter. That's what I opened this whole podcast is we're at a critical juncture now, a critical juncture in history and in, you know, the advancement of our species right now. And that's why it's so important for us individually, collectively, and autonomously to strive towards those objectives, because we all have the same objectives. We all want health. We all want wealth. We all want love. We all want to be loved. We all want happiness. We all want spiritual connection. We all want contribution. And that's what we can all do is by unifying within, unlock our genius. And then from there, we can actually, you know, amalgamate every little person with their unique business, their unique invention, their unique poetry, their unique insight, their unique leadership, their unique, thoughts and modes of operation, you know, mental constructs, different ways of perceiving the world that has the biggest impact. I mean, that's what we can do collectively. And that's what I'm about. That's what the nation is. That's what I'm building. And that's what the future is. That's what I'm building.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I totally believe in it. But I believe, what I've seen is that at the micro level, you can be these micro entrepreneurs, right, that have the gumption to say, like, why not create this myself? Why not do something I think is more like, you get people starting to do handmade things, hand-built things, hand-grown things, you know, home-built, you know. So you create this idea that why not bring that kind of entrepreneurship back, and you don't have to be some big billionaire. You don't have to be like Elon Musk to be successful. Sometimes you can start at a micro level, and at that micro level, you can be successful as long as you don't get too grandiose in what you want to do. You can actually make it sustainable, and you can get to where you want to be. So Is the goal to make $1 million, or is the goal to actually be sustainable and happy in what you're doing? And maybe you didn't hit $1 million, but you're actually happy every day because you're growing your a business, and you don't get into the comparison trap. You could still be profitable, but you're not maybe as profitable as that. But that doesn't mean you're not doing the right thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that the reality is, and the paradox is that if you are doing the right thing, if you are actually, you know, giving and embodying your true gift, you're going to make the money anyway, because you're aligned and you're aligned with purpose energetically and our service. And that's what's most important is service. How can you contribute? How can you elevate? And that's what the future is, something that's better than now. And that's what's most important is your service, because the $1 billion isn't going to change your life. Because think about it right now. If you had $1 bazillion, your life actually wouldn't really fundamentally change. The start of your day and the end of your day would be exactly the same. And if you don't have solid character and impulse control, it's going to make it worse. The only thing that's going to change is the middle of your day. That's the only thing that's going to change. So you can just already, and that's what I've done, and that's what I encourage, and that's what I help people do, is to develop, instill, regiment, and organize their day, this day, because it's the only day there is. There is no Sunday, there is no Thursday, there is no Friday. That's just a construct of the calendar. And with that comes certain attitudes, ideas, and moods. It's just bullshit. It's just more brainwashing. There's only today. Either the sun's up or the sun's down. That's it. There is no label. And that's the thing. We have too many labels and identities and things that we attach meaning to that aren't relevant. They're symbols and constructs that actually hijack our thinking and our perception and our consciousness. So the point of all that is take it back to today. Design your ideal day, ideal morning, ideal evening. That is within your control. No matter what job you work, no matter what your occupation is, no matter what your circumstance is, you can get the start right and you can get the finish. You can sign on to life powerfully and you can sign off to life powerfully. And once we get that under control, the middle, that'll take care of itself, because that will elevate and resonate and align with your start and your finish. It's like two banks of a creek. That middle of your day, that bridge will rise. And then guess what? You get to do that every single day. And that's where fulfillment is. That's where happiness is finding your true path, your true work, and just living your life. That's the key.
Yeah, and that will end up being a growth like mindset that you won't, you know, you're not going to end up having that kind of like what you've been talking about is like people who get the degradation of the human spirit, body, and mind and soul by not being aligned. Like once you become a unified person, then you're not going to have that degradation that you're getting, because like you're kind of out of phase. You're like, you're not in tune. From a musical point of view, it's like you're discordant. You're dissonant. Like you're not in harmony. Like in terms of the way we can think about it, frequencies, like you know when you hear noise, you know when you hear dissonance, you know when you hear something out of tune. So you need to get yourself back in tune.
You do. We all do. And once you do that, I mean, the song plays itself.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing, a statement to end this on. We always end up talking, you know, through the full hour, you know, faster than we ever imagined. But we want to, again, point out that we have your link, www.theunifiedman.com.au. Now, if people click on that link, what do they find on your website?
You find me. That's what you find. You'll find me, myself. You know, you'll be there. You got my book, my programs, that sort of shit. But and then my social media as well. And here's the thing, like you can talk to me anytime, whether it's Instagram or Facebook. You can just talk to me right now, anytime, you know. And I'd offer free workshops as well, like every week. So it's not like you have to come and pay me money or anything like that, because it's more than money what we're doing here. This is about service. This is about elevating the species. This is about the accumulation of allegiance. And what is that allegiance? That's the allegiance to ourselves and to our species. And that's what it's all about, man. If I can have even just, because it's happened to me, even just one conversation at critical junctures throughout my life has absolutely just altered and expanded my mindset, my abilities, and my ideas of what I think is possible and how I feel about myself. So I want to have that conversation with people. I want to have that one conversation. It doesn't have to cost money because it's more important than that shit. You know, what this is about you. It's about me and it's about you. It's all about all of us combined. That's what this is about. It's a closed system. Nothing leaves the earth at all. And, you know, we're here and we're here to stay. So let's keep it that way.
Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on the Family Electric Ghost podcast. I believe that you've eliminated like the idea of the unified man from your perspective. And I think it's an amazing concept that you're actually practicing, and people can get in tune with what you're talking about by contacting you. And I, again, thank you for being a guest on the Family Electric Ghost podcast. And we were just live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And we'll be on all the major podcast platforms by tomorrow. So again, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, brother. I'll see you up ahead.